So, first to him who in his compassionate wisdom taught the sacred Dharma for the shunning of all views, to him, to Gautama, I bow down. So first, I just want to say good evening to all of you. And the weather has become quite nice outside. So kind of like how we have nice weather, it's a good motivation, a kind of good intention that has brought you all here to listen to the teachings.
Aranzo Jurashi Nane and the Sakshanki Yala to Gori, the Sakshanki Yala de Nalola, Jurati Nalola, Yala to Bat, Tsu in Binduta, Yala to Ba, Sama, and the Jesu Yang Tang, Maggie, Yang Elementa, Suatariata, Chubu Kuruata, and the Kiwaswa Jantomoye, Moyala, Walamati, Shu, and it, Tenet Hakto Choyena, Jura, Sumba, Shiva.
So, as per usual, we'll start with some meditation to begin with, and then I will pick up in the text. And we are on these four sort of practices or four applications, purifying one, accumulating merit, and purifying one's negativities and so forth. And so we've gone through some of them, but in terms of accumulating merit and purifying our negativities, the sevenfold puja is said to be the kind of best of that. And so we'll go through the remaining limbs or remaining parts of that, rejoicing, requesting to turn the wheel of Dharma, beseeching the Buddhas to remain, and dedicating to perfect, complete enlightenment. So if we have time, then we'll get to the third and fourth of these four, and then we'll leave time at the end for question and answer.
Ani ta sosora to samata de ani ngaran pe kipui ta kandare tuje na ma chama chang yo sam ge kipui be ge komstia yes.
So today, as for the particular kind of meditation that I want to do, it's sort of like a positivity meditation, we could say, thinking, generating the kind of thought like that I'm happy, I'm feeling good, and sort of holding that kind of thought in our meditation or holding that feeling. This is the meditation I want to do tonight. So here we can again thinking like I'm happy or sort of like I'm fortunate even, we have these kinds of good conditions, we put forth reasons in order to establish that. So I'll give a little bit of explanation and you should think about that as we go along. So then first begin by getting in a sort of comfortable posture and drawing your attention inward. So first begin by thinking like, oh, I'm so happy. So then, giving the reasons for that, we think that, well, among the six types of beings, I have been born as the best, as a human, and so I'm really fortunate. This is a really good situation. We think about that.
So then
And not only have I been born as a human, but I have the kind of human body with all of my faculties, all of the sorts of abilities, and we should think how good this is, how fortunate we are. And then reflecting that not only have we been born as humans, but humans with really fortunate kinds of circumstances. We think about there are people who are born in countries who, let alone, say, getting what they want to eat, have trouble even getting something to eat. And we are in a kind of situation where we have all of the circumstances where we can even choose what we want to eat. We have all of that kind of good fortune, good circumstance, and we should think how lucky that is or how happy we are that we have this. And then when it comes to like our clothing too, we are able to clothe ourselves with whatever we might want. We can do that. We have the means to accomplish that. And so again, we should think how good this is, how fortunate we are. And then when it comes to where we live, like our house, we have a good kind of circumstance in terms of having all of the things that we need for our livelihood, that we need to be able to sustain ourselves. And so reflecting on that, think how good this is, how happy we are that we have this kind of good fortune. And not only that, but we have the kind of rights, we have the ability to do whatever it is that we might want to do. And this too, we should be quite happy about. So not only do we have autonomy, like rights, but we have the right to practice whatever kind of religion we might want to, or to not practice any kind of religion. So this kind of situation of having that freedom, that autonomy, we should recognize how good this is. We should think how happy we should be at these circumstances.
다디냐 소소 롭숑 쳬바야 나 롭숑 쳬에 고가 탑탄라와 차상시 쳬 대제라 롭숑다 튠베게 소소 내가 가르자바이나 계속 되바나 신지 자유여가 되는 안에 시보 야고레 섬섬시
And in terms of, say, study, we have the ability to study whatever it is that we might want to study, and in accordance with that, gain whatever kind of work we might want. So this too, we should reflect on how good this is, what a sort of auspicious or good situation we have.
Tansosu kese gyagab tu chashabayi na ane rawan, toptan, mangzo ane pa, ta pombo na tezulayang pa ongyo shesa yobake ane gyagab chikla kiwateyang shibupe chik rawan, toptan, sangma sangayandu pe kibure samsangshi
And then think about how you have been born in a country that has freedom, that has autonomy, that has democracy, wherein you have the ability to select your leaders. Whereas if you had been born in a place where it's like an autocracy, think about the kind of situation you would be in. And so reflecting upon the environment that you live in, the place that you live in, feel how fortunate that is, how happy you are at that.
And
as well, all over the world, there are all kinds of conflicts and wars. And to be in a place where we're not subjected to such conflict, this too is something we should reflect on, is how happy we are that we have a kind of calm and good place to be.
Tamatena, sosu kipu che shena, ane sosu la pyusum tsoba, tashi begari, karayimbayana toz, tunge chatama chik tsangsha, samsam shene, ane kipu yi samakama chik tsisamtang.
And then here at the end, let's just think about all of the kind of good conditions, the excellent things, the various sort of conducive conditions that you have, and remain within that feeling of being happy, of recognizing the goodness of that. And we'll meditate on this for a few minutes.
Thank you. Tang ang sa mga sang tang na, mga kibo rito ba? Tuo sang tang
Yeah, if you really think about it, we should be quite happy, or we have quite good circumstances.
Ne da dinema jorashi na lo ne ani saksang jorani ekpar utore jawa de dosare da sakwe sanam sakwe ga yang jo yela kundore ani jesu yirang yela seta yela tuge na de jesu yirang yela set mane da jesu yirang yela sete chitang a kechi bushure chitang da anzu pebe tamshi legri te chen temba indra tamju puram kormo te kane sena ngamure sesi tam puram hagura o puram gogo chiyo yena ane puram gogo te kane so kyana ngamuro wa kane sena ngamuro wa te nenshin tambe chue tiya kane ko che so na ya ga kyang ya re le go kane chue wa te nenshin ta jesu yiran te be te pe ke chen go yago shiyo jire ane jesu yiran go la te shue ye.
So here then, turning to the text, we are on the fourfold practice. And here we had gone through the first of those two, are accumulating merit and purifying negativities. In the sevenfold puja, we go back to the kind of, it falls under the category of accumulating merit with the limb or the practice of rejoicing. And so rejoicing here, it's sort of, there's a Tibetan saying that regarding like molasses, if you have something that's like sort of a chunk of sugar, whatever you taste of that is going to be sweet. And so too, when it comes to like the holy Dharma, whatever we have of that is something that we can savor. And so rejoicing, whatever sort of positive, virtuous action, rejoicing in that makes that positivity even stronger, one could say.
わてしんだ、ジェスウィランスゲティ、コランのジェスウィラン、コランのモードカレスが、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ、ガワ te ane chimju senpa tene rangya tene nyendu tene soshe kewo o tezo ta kansa ngawo tezo re.
So here, when it comes to rejoicing, the kind of essence of that, or the nature of that, is joy, is a feeling of joy, sort of being uplifted. And when it comes to what you feel joy about, it is like those, for example, those virtues that have been accumulated by a particular person. So, like, for example, in The King of Prayers, where it says that I rejoice in all of those virtues committed by Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Pratyeka Buddhas, Shravakas, ordinary beings, those in training and beyond. We can rejoice all of the kinds of these different beings who have committed virtuous actions. So those who are Buddhas, those who are Bodhisattvas, those who are solitary realizers or who are hearers, as well as that of ordinary beings. We can take all of that as an object, and feeling joy in that is the practice of rejoicing.
Ah, 아니 대간에 하나 남라바스나 수신들 렙게 이 삼대게 오다 삼티 라발 렙게 이 삼만에 신게 렙 대바이메 되서 약고 싶으래 숨삼시 아니 아랑서 소세 키우고 나가네 땅 아랑서 소세 키우고 되서게 아니 시엔라 아 그렇게 두 편도 짐바탕 두고요래 아니 그렇게도 아니 나가 보내게 짐바탕 돌았다 쥐띠 맞이띠 제월에서 납자 약과 짬든 나가네 짐바탕 나가네 납자 짬 두고요래 아니 남성고야 때 제 두고요래 내가 현아 편도 제게 내가 다 지중장만 다 대서 제 두고요래 예 룡아 예주의 목포 도매에게 담 두고요래 어디 되게 따지고 소소에 깨워 임배에 난 내가 약고 먹고 지가 인도 돼서 약고래 섭섭지에 가오고 해래
So when it comes to the kind of virtues or the activities in which you are rejoicing of these five types of beings, we can think about for the Buddhas, their activities of body, their activities of speech, and their activities of mind or their deeds. And here, of those three, although they're sort of all inconceivably wonderful, the activities, the deeds of speech are supreme. We can think about the Buddha having turned the wheel of Dharma in order to benefit countless beings. That kind of activity, thinking about that, thinking how wonderful it is, thinking how good that is, and feeling joy in that, that is rejoicing in the activities of Buddhas. And so too, when it comes to bodhisattvas, bodhisattvas are beings who have totally cast aside their own aims and strive solely for the welfare of others. So seeing that kind of direct altruism of their activities being driven by such an attitude, we should reflect on how wonderful that is, how good that is that they are doing such things. And so too, when it comes to solitary realizers and hearers, even if we aren't able to say that they're doing a great benefit for others, they are not harming others. They are engaging in a kind of practice of ethical discipline of their body, speech, and mind, refraining from harming in any way other beings. And so too, they are training in the three trainings in order to attain certain realizations. And so too, we should reflect on how good that is and rejoice in their virtues. And then there are the ways that we as ordinary beings do virtuous activities, whether it is directly benefiting others, say through material generosity, giving them some kind of physical thing, or through giving advice through our speech, helping them with beneficial advice. Or we could be doing something like avoiding non-virtues, the kinds of restraint in terms of our activities that harm others. We should reflect upon how good that is, that ordinary beings engage in those sorts of activities. And this is the way in which we kind of cultivate joy, rejoice in the activities of these different types of beings.
Ani, orang zota, kudera siapa yang bina, jesu jiran setan di, kuma dapat yang bina, ani coba cikan nang lega cikuyuna, coba cikan nang mitra mana yore, ani tinje mite zobe, ani sampan namta, lega pihitaku, ani penju tulam, terus aku cewek tinje tongyong di, ah mite terpaya kore, samsamce, ani kau kum jorwa, nanti yungre, di masebege. अनि क्या करते हैं नालों आगे अनि कलव माते ये भाई ना रे जोंग ये भाई ना अनि पंपोटे जो के लेगा या कुछ देवो आगे आ कस पंपोटे जो लेगा या कुछ चेतांत जो या कुछ जो टेपे या कुछ समसम अनि जीसु जी ने चेचोगरो अनि सोचे मिजंची के नालों लचाशा भाई ना या मिजंची नामे पामनी के पुगले सेवा चंद ये पामा देते पे या करे सामने के कावा कुम्ये अन्य ती मासे के सोसे के चोपु अन्य सोसे के अन्य सांता सनामेंडु सोसे वेता रोबा ओ तेसो के या ने चो सामतां दां चो मंबु जिने या को शिवो जी चेयों दे दिया मारां लाता जी शिवो या को शिवो तो सामने पे कावा कुम्ये ओ ता जी पुगु चाचा पे ना पुगु ती Samotantante, and a quoted in the Yakutin Sigitu, and a Pugutis Samotantante, Chubatso Yagore, Samnege, Samotan Bena, Kawakombena, and a two Sesona, 가와콤 세게 텔라 초모고 삼탄 가와콤 예레 오투스 삼탄 로치스.
So we can also think about kind of ordinary rejoicing, as in feeling joy in the good things that others do, even if it's not necessarily like what we might call virtue. Like for example, if there is a group that has organized and done some kind of work and you see that that is something that is good work, you can rejoice in that. Like, wow, what they are doing is really good. I appreciate what they are doing. Or whether it is like at a state level or a district level, seeing the kind of work of others and reflecting on that and thinking, oh, that's good, and having that sense of joy. This can go all the way down to like parents. You see parents interacting with their children and you particularly admire or think that they're doing a good job raising their children, to think like, oh, that's very good. All the way down to, you know, if a kid is acting well and you have a kind of, you know, they're behaved well, they're doing well, they're acting in a good way, to have that kind of sense of joy. There are all sort of different occasions on which we can feel a kind of joy in the good of others, all the way from like what our friends and family do up to you know, the state and level and beyond.
Oh, did you not I be na? Ani ta kriketur kiran zola pe jesu jira sebe kigdu ani tuzil tundo mai pata tuzil lomabo chegane kiran zola chuego thora ya tuasam konsumse ani tuxi narangita loci kiran sebe kulem.
And I also just want to say that I rejoice for all of you. Many of you have studied for a very long time and have this great interest in the Dharma. And you have come over the past year and listened very attentively to my teachings. And so I very much, from my side, rejoice in the good that you are doing. So we might wonder, well, what is the purpose of rejoicing? Rejoicing, when we rejoice in the good of others, this acts as an antidote to our jealousy. The potential to give rise to jealousy is there. And so when we have a sincere sense of joy, this acts as an antidote to jealousy, as well as it can be an antidote to our pride. When we are able to see the good that others do and really sincerely feel joy in that, it can help to reduce our sense of pride of like being the best. It is also an antidote to our competitiveness, feeling a kind of competition or comparison with others. And so too, this can be, when we cultivate rejoicing, when we develop that, this can act as an antidote to our kind of lack of faith in others and an attitude of disliking others. When we are able to see the good that they have done, we give rise to a kind of admiration. And in having that kind of admiration, we have faith in others. And so too, instead of having an attitude of disliking others, if we are able to recognize the good, if we're able to rejoice and feel joy in their actions and what they are doing, that counteracts our dislike, that kind of attitude of disliking others.
아니 토백이 다 균제 가르쳐서나 코 된대기 제수지라 쓰게 돼 님보고 제 두요라 제 권하 쉬베게 저도 맞자 제스 마대와 민가와 정말 이게 된대 망보지 님보 제 두고 있는데 어다디 디세니 에네서는 소 도치부터 이거 두그레스 내
So rejoicing is something that And we can use to accumulate a very powerful, vast amount of merit. And the kind of source that we can cite, a scriptural source for how powerful this is in terms of accumulating merit, is actually from Hari Bhadra's commentary to The Ornament for Clear Realizations, where he describes that there's a section that says that as for rejoicing, if you rejoice in the virtues of others, you attain an equal amount of merit. So when it comes to our rejoicing, if we have a sincere feeling of joy in the good that someone else does, like say we see that someone is organizing a great sort of act of generosity, and they're going through all kinds of difficulties, they're putting in a lot of work, and we have a real sense of joy in this action that they are doing, if we feel the same kind of amount of joy, we really feel that sincerely, then it is said that we would gain an equal amount of merit to the person who is actually making that offering. And so when it comes to actually if that person who is making the offering, if they feel a greater sense of joy like at the offering that they make, then they would attain more merit. But it's also possible that we as the observer, if we feel a greater amount of joy in that offering, then we would attain even more merit than the person who actually made that offering. And so it's really... when we think about why rejoicing is so powerful in terms of being able to create this kind of merit, It acts as an antidote to so many of those things that really undermine our virtues, an attitude of jealousy or pride or competitiveness or like lacking faith in others, dislike for others. And so by generating this kind of attitude, it is in turn very powerful for generating merit. So, just to give a short story about this, there was at the time of the Buddha a king who decided to make a kind of vast offering, sort of a demonstration of reverence for the Buddha, and really in order to become famous, in order to increase his own reputation. So he invited the Buddha with a large number of his retinue, really with the kind of motivation that he might be well known for this. And outside of the palace where all this offering was being made and all of these kinds of signs of respect were being shown, there was a beggar woman. And she, on observing this offering that was being made, had this sense of like, wow, what an incredible offering, and felt a great deal of joy in what the king was able to be offering to the Buddha and his retinue. And so when the time came, after all of the kind of display and making of this offering, when the Buddha was making the dedication, although the king expected that the prayers would be sort of directed at him for all of the merit that he had generated through this elaborate kind of offering and inviting the Buddha actually dedicated it for this woman, this beggar, who had sincerely rejoiced, who had had more sincere joy in this offering than the king himself. And so, and the king, being kind of surprised, asked the Buddha about this. And the Buddha said, well, you did this whole grand offering for your own fame, for your own good name. But that beggar did this rejoicing out of a sincere kind of a faith, and that is why her merit was greater. So having a proper kind of intention is very powerful in terms of the merit that we make, whether doing the merit or rejoicing in it.
Ani yang rangi tak cik tabarlah susu yang aku kasih cewa yang wena tabarlah susu rangi yang aku kasih cina. Wah, jadi yang yang standing ni di cie cung sama ni kau kumpai na rangi kesana ni kau kumpai waktu cie kau tu pakai cumbure. Ani yang cik tak dilihat dokjo ke miki wala misian tak coba ngembat cini dia yang aku tu sen kau kumpai na dia yang kewas tak kau mare. 안 되고 있어요. 근데 그 독조한테 도당이야. Siempre chévere.
So, we can rejoice in the good done by others, and we can also take the time to rejoice in the good activities that we ourselves have done. It's sort of important to reflect upon those positive actions and think that we have done well and feel a kind of joy in that. Now, on the other hand, it's quite not virtuous if we are to say, see others doing bad things and think like, ooh, that's good, and rejoice in those kinds of negative actions of others. So in the same way that we can gain merit by rejoicing, feeling joy in the positive activities of others, we should be aware that feeling a kind of joy in negative actions of others brings about quite detriment.
어다 제주 이름 또 사실이네. 아 최고구로 하세요더라. 다 최고구로 하세요인데 구와 하세요다. 전다 다 캐도 시야이나. 아나 최신 나로지 세들야. 아 레와슈에들에. 아나 집다 최 나로지 세들나. 아니 소소게 대바요 좋아 가라인 바이나. 미탁베 코라인 바이나. 다저니까 갖고 있나. 개회신이 된소 가이나. 아 디데게 디데 디데게. 아니 최신 마직 디에톤 송로시 세야 리부시들이 어디 제고아디 아니 로베윤데베 킹로 로베윤데베 두어 도사가 나와요 다른 신들이 마소와라 미장스 야 제와 마케파라 아니 마타세 시에초 마레스 어디 송오레
So that then finishes the limb of rejoicing, and we move to then requesting the Dharma. So this is essentially like requesting that the Buddhas or that they turn the wheel of Dharma. This is making the request to teach. So whatever topic it may be, we should have made a request for teachings, whether it's dealing with the how to rely upon a virtuous spiritual friend or a precious human rebirth or death and impermanence, all of these various things. It is said, as the master, as the master Yundenu has said, you shouldn't explain without a request. It's not as though the teachings should be given without first being requested.
What is it?
This is really important, both in terms of the disciple, someone making a request, and the teacher fulfilling that request in accordance with the kind of disposition of that particular student. So this is where it will be most sort of beneficial, when there is an interest, a request, a request made from the side of the student, and there's an understanding of their disposition from the side of the teacher, then they will really sort of meet or be able to actually have some benefit come from that. But so requesting the teachings is particularly important.
Ani sulat dene kor mujurve miman naja nazo nevra chas oti sone. Chumde te san kene saba shiva trewa pata trawa ta dumache se tungi korte. Chaka chi ken san. Ani mishinan dala sone bre. Sone de ani konso chune koro chigo bre ta. Koro chune mazeo indu ani ge chumde te tu shisama shune urab tu chene. Tangama 코로나 상불 죽으러 숨 쉐러와 어디 뒤다 신 죽으러 뒤다 바로 배에 도수 중에 그래 뒤다는 신체에게 죽었고 와서 야 우리와 죽에 대해 도수 계시 뭐 그래
So, the Buddha, upon attaining enlightenment, spoke a famous verse, which basically describing what he had realized, profound, peaceful, free from elaborations, uncompounded, describing emptiness. He believed that no one else would be able to understand this, and so thus refrained from giving teachings. So there was the sense that, well, others won't understand, this won't be of benefit, so maybe I should just go back in the forest and kind of hang out in the forest. But it was upon the request of Brahma and Indra, other gods, that the Buddha then went to Varanasi and gave the first turning of the wheel and the Four Noble Truths. But it was not without that request. And so too, for us, it is important to make that sort of request to turn the wheel of Dharma.
That 추고구로 해베토라 바라와 슈와네 신기 다 아람저기 균데네라 아 지금 아람저 미펜저기 내가 더 시원이나 아니 띵아 내가 더 치쇼가 쓰레와 슈고도 강매나 나야 영국이나 아 영초가 쓰레와 슈고도 아니 띠 단다 아메리카 나도 나야 룩수가 독스자 지금 미래나 미래 다르대네 아니 띠 야구도 하고 야 레와 슈쇼고 독스 영화에나 영초가 쓰레야 더 뜻을 찾아 내가 또 띠
So here it seems like we have this kind of like system in general in America that you request for someone to come and like do some sort of work, for example. It's not like they just come and show up asking to do that. And so too, when it comes to then the teachings, there is a kind of sense that it is necessary to make that specific request that you are asking for those teachings to be given, that they aren't just going to be, so we make a request in accordance with what we hope for, but it's not expected to just be offered without that. So this system is kind of, has been implemented. So that concludes the requesting to turn the wheel of Dharma, and then is next beseeching not to pass into Nirvana. So here we are making this request to those who have been our teachers, those who have taught us the Dharma, who have given us Dharma instructions, whoever it may be that we consider a teacher, someone who has benefited us. We are requesting, beseeching them to have a long life, to remain for a long time, to be able to continue to receive teachings. And by making such a request, it's not just ourselves alone that benefits, but this kind of being, that sort of teacher, is able to benefit many others as well. So in the case of making this kind of request, there are some who may have attained a level where they have the kind of autonomy to be able to prolong their own lives. But there is also something that comes from the kind of power of propelling intention to be able to remain for a long time when those kinds of requests are repeatedly made from students. So this is beseeching to remain without passing into nirvana.
So
I also think that it is okay in terms of thinking about beseeching not to pass away if we additionally think about those who are around us, like our family, our friends, our loved ones, who benefit us in many ways and who have shown us great kindness. So to make a sort of request that they might not pass away soon, that they might have long lives, this can kind of fall under the heading of beseeching not to pass into nirvana. There are those who surround us and help us by, say, giving us advice about our health or helping us to stay healthy and have long lives. And so those that benefit us in positive ways, wishing for their long lives, I think can also be kind of a part of this. So, here, thinking about one's health is something that is very important. I probably don't need to tell you about that, but taking care of our physical health, like knowing what we should eat and exercising and those kinds of things are things that we pay attention to, and it's important for us to pay attention to. But here, we should also be thinking about the kind of health of our mind and how do we take care of the health of our mind. And so if you're thinking only about your kind of physical health, I don't think you can really achieve happiness, because happiness and suffering occur on the basis of the mind. And so here, focusing, if we only think about the kind of negative things, all of the faults, all of the negativities, then that really creates a kind of unhealthy situation for our mind. Whereas if we have the ability to think about the kind of good, the positive side, and embrace the opportunity that we have, this makes quite a difference. For example, like the great meditator Yogi Milarepa, although he had basically nothing, he was living in a cave, had no clothes, had nothing to eat, he felt like he was the happiest person in the world. He had everything. And that's really because of the mindset that he had. And so too, we could have everything, like have a celestial palace and all of the kinds of possessions that we might want. But if we're unable to work with our mind, you're never going to be happy. So here, it's just a sort of aside that it's important for us to pay attention to both our physical and mental health, because we want to use this sort of support, this body and mind that we have right now, in order to continue to practice and make it beneficial.
Dasim kibo chona ane nyanga ne minde so ta ko mare ane tsirim bu yo ai yem bare am sem kibo yo ro ti en tu sem kibo yo na kela te me lu ti kibo yo lu ti kibo yo na ane te ne o ta ya te gir bu la ru o ta ya ha na ane tsirim bu cha ro de ri ro tsirim bu se o ta ya ta ya de ro ta o tu che nyanga ne me da so ta ma te es to ai.
So in terms of beseeching not to pass into nirvana, just in terms of the kind of longevity portion of this, if we are able to have a happier mind, this really has an effect on our physical health. We will have a better physical health, and that's the kind of thing that will keep us going for a long time. Again, we're requesting for like our teachers and those to remain for a long time, but also in terms of our own longevity, so much as we are able to develop a kind of positivity of mind, that will help us in terms of keeping on breathing. And as long as we are doing that, we can make progress in our practice. So this is something that we should keep in mind.
Da jora sumba de den la dengek la ane torma chimba se tere den dan kek na torma chimba se ta den dan kek se na masa na ta tere sam sam na ngaram so mima ye te so lama ye yamana mima ye yamana ta ting san kache mana te se ka jorwa te zo ngan zol sam sam la so so ma lung da shuwa so na nyambe ketu o te de la Yamleti, any round a shen chibre tsipeke, lojons two, jalojon yamle chendu, in a pachete boy. Pachete, take a day, consume a book peruper yunguyundu, take pachete matan, and a keranzo loquating, a tomata, keranzo quet, jay, and a keranzo keranzo, desara to step, maraneva machas, or tislegorta.
So then the last of the seven limbs is rejoicing, and we will save that for a minute and move instead to the third practice, which is listed as making offerings to the malevolent forces. So here, whether we want to call this like spirit forces, non-human sort of demonic forces, anything, whatever language we might use, to describe the kind of forces that can afflict our body and mind and cause us obstacles and troubles. When they are doing such, it is really because they are like looking for something. They're looking for some kind of appeasement. And so this practice of making offerings to such malevolent forces is when we are in a kind of situation where there are those who are perpetrating harm against us, whether we want to label that as like spirit harm or some other kind of malevolent force, if that causes disturbance to our body and mind, it acts as an obstacle to being able to really engage in the main practice of getting rid of our self-cherishing. And so here we are trying to kind of appease those forces that might create hindrances or interferences to our practice in order to get rid of those sorts of obstacles. So by making like offerings of tormas to them, we hope that they will be appeased and that harm be allayed.
Rewa korang tu kara, ia bayi niye na, tenang sih korang tu lagi yu sam sih ni, tonton sih, ni kangat tu lagi yu korang tu rewa tu pat lagi yu sam sih, ya tonton sih, ya toma cik tap desu kara sana, orang tu kita kara sebi orang, ni kara masak orang, ya kunci orang kara tu coba pu, ni tamat jalan sama tangan ni, ni urut dila cawe. Dengki mita, mimai, dua ratus karaca deh, na saya tu yang pon deh yo, lewa karaca ni lewa juga deh yo, sama lah korang tu pun nasi sih, cegi yo, sama tu, sama tang, ane deh, sama tang ya tila, lama sebari masih, keram sih kengro, jalan deh, sen cuci cegah tu cik sih kuoro, kong sama sih tu deh sih orang, di nasi sih, di deh kiri ku sama tang batu na, ane tu sih. Kasih tuh tuh di sana tangguh sepuh cewena, ini dia dengan kita masih ada dia khusyuk.
So here, when it comes to this practice of making offerings to the malevolent forces, this could be like offering an actual torma, some kind of substance that we have made as a torma, or like offering cookies. In that way, sort of offering some kind of substance to these beings, to these forces, with the sense of may this appease whatever it is that they are seeking for. May this cause them to not create obstacles for me. We could also do this practice in the sense of giving and taking, like doing the visualization along with our breath, imagining that whatever sort of things these beings might wish for, whatever they might want, we are breathing those out, we are giving all of that away. And when we breathe in, we are taking all of their struggles, difficulties onto ourselves. So we could engage in this practice through the practice, together with the practice of giving and taking. And so too, we could do a kind of initial offering with our food. Before we eat our food, we could offer it to whatever kinds of non-human beings, interfering forces, asking them to take whatever they need from that. May their needs be met, may they be appeased. And so for those of you who, many of you know Lama Zopa Rinpoche, before eating, he would often make quite a long kind of offering to the spirits and so forth that could go on for like half an hour, an hour, offering to all of these various types of spirits. But we don't need it to be that long, but we could make some kind of a small offering, thinking that we are trying to appease those sorts of forces. May they have whatever it is that they need, may their needs be met, and may they not
create interferences. Ini tempat di storsha ini dengan korang tu nasi tegi sama tinggi si komjen tu, ini korang tu leh saya juga, tuye juga, kuye juga, oh sama cukup kita, oh ti nasi sosok leh si leh cile mena tu sama juga, sama tu ni, nanti tanya na, ini korang tak tahu korang tu lo, kasih beri, tak tahu siapa yang beri ta, oh dia jenis kita yang tuksi ta dengan kita macam je ti, pe.
Mm-hmm. So here, when it comes to making these kinds of offerings, there is the story of the great meditator Karakomjung, and it's said that just based upon making like a very small sort of an offering, like whether it was maybe a nut or some sort of dried fruit, and he put a little, like there's an indentation, and put a little sampa and water in that, and made this kind of offering to these non-human sorts of spirits and forces, and through doing so in such a genuine way, fulfilled all of their various needs, like clothing, food, whatever it may be. And so we should think in doing this practice, we shouldn't sort of like undervalue it, but should rather understand the importance of making this kind of sincere sort of offering and its ability, if we have a genuine motivation, to actually accomplish that. Maybe we need a higher level of meditation, but...
おてってね、だしばてちょらしばて、ちょちょんだ、ちれちょわちょわすれ、ちょちょんだ、ちれちょわちょわす。だ、らに、だ、だ、ろじょんでぎ、あに、ちゃんじょがせみにちょんごれ、とやたんがちゃんじょがせみたん、あに、くずぶちゃんじょがせみに、じょんがえがろじょんれ。で、ろじょんちちえんどぎ、あに、てじん、てなじんぎ、そそら、あ、るいぐとんでぱし。 생토니게
So then the fourth practice here is offering torma to the Dharma protectors, making supplications to them, sort of entrusting their enlightened activities. And so here, when we are training in this text of the Mahayana, particularly that encompasses all the kind of trainings in conventional and ultimate bodhicitta, we are asking these sorts of dharma protectors to ensure that we don't meet with obstacles. We can meet with various kinds of obstacles in our practice. There can be external kinds of obstacles, internal kind of obstacles, secret obstacles. And so we are making the kind of request to entrust to their enlightened activities or their activities in the sense of, please help me to sustain this practice. I'm trying to engage in this practice, and please prevent obstacles such that I might be able to sustain and continue this. This is the kind of request that we are making.
So dūjī dūyī pācchā chīgā tēsō sūngkī shāshī chīyarwā sāho tēchēni gōnsōli tīlā chīyō yīmbē nā gōnsōgī gōnsōgī tādā sūngkū yuwa kūrī nē sāmbā nāmbā kwa nē tūsī tīlā chūrō chīyē shūyē.
So here, in terms of again offering torma to the Dharma protectors and supplicating to them, the reason why this is effective, we could say, is that these kinds of Dharma protectors have taken an oath, have made a vow to protect those who are acting in accordance with the Buddha's teachings. We can see, for example, and I don't have all their names, I'm sorry, but the four directional guardian kings, like those painted there in the entrance to the temple. And they have made that special kind of pledge or taken a sort of oath that they will protect those who are following the Buddha's teachings. So there are various kind of forms that guardian or sort of protectional guardian Dharma protectors can take on in terms of being like a wrathful form of Avalokiteshvara or of Manjushri that take on a particular form in order to prevent obstacles, in order to get rid of those kinds of obscurations to practice. And there are like histories about this particular kinds of beings who took an oath under the Buddha Kaishapa, for example. There are various forms that they can take, but in essence, they are beings who have made the kind of pledge or oath that they will protect those who are acting in accordance or following the Buddha's teachings. And so by making requests to them, by sort of entrusting their enlightened activities. And there is a particular verse in the Yamantaka self-generation talking about those who have made such kind of vows or pledges to protect practitioners. This is the way in which we should understand that by entrusting their, or sort of like coming to trust their enlightened activities, we can be assured that they have taken an oath to sort of follow that pledge.
Oda, to say, Kamachung Tata is Jonga, Tilly Yoshe, Tatina, Jemma, the Tala, come to Kuna Jara Segate, Tunsam in Negaso, Yanga Juana, did you summon Kantamore, Segate? Name Chetik Yamit Tina Tamba, Jumat in the Marshwe, Tini, and it to Tilayana.
So that then finishes the fourfold practice. So that line, the fourfold practice is the most excellent method. And then we have relate whatever you can to meditation right now. And this is really the way in which we are able to start talking about the practice of taking adverse conditions onto the path in terms of whatever we meet in our everyday life, being able to relate that to meditation. And then this will be followed by a presentation of the lifetime practice in summary. So that kind of concludes the teaching portion, and then we'll leave some time for questions.
Can he just say the four, what the four jorwas are?
Jorwa shi kare kare nimba de sungrona.
Oh yeah. Ano jorwa shi wutti, ane suanam ta tsosa pe jorwa chi che.
The accumulation of merit.
Dipa chunga chora chikche.
Purification of negative karma.
Dengik la toma chimbege chora chikche.
Making offerings to the malevolent forces, you could, or offering torma to perpetrators of harm. Yeah, so that's one.
And chujong na tila chure chora.
And then, and so, sorry, the ones that I'm looking at kind of say it. So it's entrusting oneself, or like trusting the enlightened activities of the Dharma protectors. So I see in some commentaries it has it as offering tormas to the Dharma protectors, but there's sort of the malevolent forces and then the Dharma protectors.
So
So these four practices are sort of like the preliminaries to being able to train in bodhicitta, both the conventional and the ultimate aspect. So this is sort of like what we engage in as a supplement or as a preliminary in order to aid in then in the actual session training in bodhicitta, whether that's ultimate or conventional.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ani chugi kolokuwa la ta chu shesa la ti yona di shuye gi kotun chegirbes yanga ngunsu da chik shuronas la korbe shugorbe yanga sur yona da pejeshan chi kapta tansa ani de la yon chu yanga ti yon ine ngusu shu yo marwa
re re ane di ta ti zan a mere re ta shu yi ki mare ane cho pa yi ba yi na ke re pa yi ba yi na ane chi ki pe ge shu yi ba yi na de nyam do so so shu yi na ane chi ki shu ro shu yi ba yi de de nyam do ane pa shu de ma chi bu na ro chi shu ma ro ma zo chen ni ge ma bo yu ane de chen na ro chi se yo de 대가라 함께 고치래. 아니야 미 소소 개게 토하네게 메게 지워질래게 토하네. 나 디토라 하고 민도 디토라 사주리 나로 지스 레와쇼이나 니티고래. 난 저디 소바이나 데르바이나 미 마보기 삽셰니 이게 쉬어인데 다가랑 고치래 정도. 그럼.
So I don't know if I quite am getting at it, Kathy, but when it comes to, like, it's not necessary for each of us individually to request the Dharma, right? I mean, often, like, a group will request the Dharma, and it's not like they're making that request with this idea of, like, oh, this is for me alone, right? They're requesting someone to teach the Dharma for the benefit of others, like for a benefit of many. So in that way, it's not necessarily the case that each individual needs to make a request, but we can make private requests for the Dharma in the sense of like asking questions when we don't know something from a particular teacher, and that's sort of like more of a one-on-one thing. But it's not, I guess you could say by coming, I mean, someone else has made the request if there is a teaching happening, right? And so that sort of suffices for requesting the Dharma in that instance. And so, I mean, in terms of your intention for coming, that's a different thing. But I mean, you don't need to make a specific request yourself, right? Someone has made that request. I'm not making sense. I'm sorry.
We also do at the beginning the requesting mandala, where we actually request.
Ani
sashi pyoge guna? Oh, sashi pyoge di kala koreta chegol koro chi seyage chene ngaran zu ngö na ya shuwa chyamda chyamda buwa chi pu guro da buwa puye de na miksa su tu buwa pu gu ma re ning shi lirab ning chay tang che pa ya pu gu ni ge che shu na ro chi se o diyang ko chu gu guro da di.
Yeah, so normally we give something in to when we request a teaching, and so making that kind of mandala offering rather than giving some sort of actual physical kind of gift to offer the four continents and so forth, that suffices for requesting the Dharma. But I guess you look really confused, and I'm not sure where I'm not getting the question. So maybe you need to repeat something. No. Yeah, I don't understand if I answered your question or not.
Okay. Oh yes, yeah. Hmm. Ani ta tiwa mewa ina? Oh yes.
Does Geshe-la think that some of the seven kucha, like requesting not to pass into Parinirvana and like requesting teachings, could relate to like events in the Buddha's life, like if the Brahma hadn't asked for the teaching, we wouldn't have had it, or if Ananda had asked to not, asked him not to pass, he wouldn't have done it then. So, or is some of the seven limbs related to the Buddha's experiences in his life?
The Yenlong Ding Gi Kapsu, the Pichashan and Chugi Kua Kua Dan Nyang Mizao Di Sangye Shashube Kapsu, Sangye Korangi Zeba Dan Diawaji Yorbe.
Really? Chumte Dengi, Yala Dubati, Ta Sunam Swa Sayala, the Rigmanta Tramanda Yoris. Himba Yenaya, so do we in a Yala Dutris?
I'm going to go to the house.
I'm going to go to the house.
So, again, I apologize for not being able to ask the question adequately, but so in terms of like, I mean, the Buddha demonstrated for us and taught many different ways of accumulating merit and like purifying our negativities, but they're really distilled into the seven limb puja. And I guess I'm having trouble conveying like the connection between the Buddha's activities in his life and the seven, maybe I'm having trouble understanding it. But in terms of like what, is the Buddha demonstrating the importance of these things because they were important before, or did they then become important because the Buddha demonstrated it in his life? I think that's kind of where, I don't know which one came first, because it's like requesting the Dharma is something that in general, I mean, the Buddha demonstrated that, the importance of that in his own life, but it is just like a general truth that we don't want to teach to somebody who hasn't made a request because like trying to make them believe something isn't going to work, and there's actually the danger of there being a kind of wrong understanding. So I guess the Buddha did demonstrate the importance of these things through his life, but I'm having a really hard time. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I need that. Thank you.
Then we'll stop there for today.
Yeah.